Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The 2024 BAFTA Games Awards nominations have been announced, with Baldur's Gate 3 leading the pack with 10 nominations, including Best Game. Other notable nominees include Marvel's Spider-Man 2 with 9 nominations, Alan Wake 2 with 8, and The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and Star Wars Jedi Survivor with 6 each. In the indie space, Dave the Diver and Hi-Fi Rush received 5 nominations each, while Cocoon, Dredge, and Viewfinder earned 4 apiece. Interestingly, 11 out of the 12 nominees in the performance categories are receiving their first BAFTA nomination, including actors from games like Alan Wake 2, Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 14, Star Wars Jedi, Survivor, and Marvel's Spider-Man 2. Emma Baer, Executive Director of Awards and Content at BAFTA, and Tara Saunders, Chair of the BAFTA Games Board of Trustees, emphasize the importance of the BAFTA Games Awards, particularly in light of the challenges faced by the gaming industry, such as layoffs and studio closures. They highlighted the significance of celebrating creativity and recognizing developers, especially during difficult times, to inspire future generations and demonstrate that great content will always be celebrated. Dragon's Dogma fans have been eagerly awaiting news about the sequel, and although today's Capcom highlight stream didn't announce a full demo, it did reveal exciting details. Players can access the character creator and storage starting today. This means that fans can start crafting their own characters and saving their progress. The character creator in Dragon's Dogma 2 offers extensive customization options, allowing players to tailor their Arisen to their liking. This early access to the character creator provides an opportunity for players to get a head start on creating their characters before the game's official release on March 22nd. Moreover, players who take advantage of the pre-release character creator will have the option to transfer their created character to the full game once it launches. This ensures that the effort put into crafting the perfect Arisen isn't wasted and allows players to seamlessly continue their journey when the game officially releases. While fans may have been hoping for a full-blown demo, the availability of the character creator and storage today offers a taste of what's to come and allows players to immerse themselves in the world. Nintendo has delighted fans by releasing a free demo for the highly anticipated adventure game Princess Peach Showtime on the Nintendo Switch eShop. This demo allows players to experience 2 of the exciting transformations that Princess Peach undergoes in the full game: Sword Fighter Peach, which offers a thrilling hack and slash gameplay experience, and Patissiere Peach, where players engage in delightful mini-games involving stacking carts with cookies and decorating cakes. Princess Peach Showtime follows Princess Peach and her loyal toads as they endeavor to save the play after the disruptive interference of the Grape and the Sour Bunch during a show at the Sparkle Theater. With the full game set to release on March 22nd, fans now have the opportunity to sample a taste of the adventure through the demo before making the decision to purchase the full game. The complete Princess Peach Showtime experience features a plethora of additional transformations, including Ninja Peach, Figure Skater Peach, and more. Each transformation offers a unique gameplay style, providing players with a diverse and engaging journey as Peach navigates through various levels to thwart the schemes of the Grape and the Sour Bunch. Insomniac Games has delivered an exciting update for PlayStation 5 exclusive Marvel's Spider-Man 2, introducing the highly anticipated New Game Plus mode, along with several other notable features in patch 1.002. 000. Among the new additions are mission replay, time of day options, and enhanced accessibility features such as audio descriptions and screen reader, available in multiple languages. Fans will be thrilled with the New Game Plus mode, which offers ultimate levels and corresponding symbiote suit styles for both Peter and Miles, along with a new trophy for completing the story in NG+. Additionally, players can look forward to new suits for both characters, along with numerous improvements and fixes throughout the game. Marvel's Spider-Man 2, which debuted in October last year, has already achieved remarkable success, selling over 10 million copies to date. Despite recent layoffs at Insomniac as part of Sony Interactive Entertainment's restructuring, speculation is rife about the studio's future projects. While a Wolverine game is already confirmed, there's anticipation for another Marvel's Spider-Man spin-off, possibly focusing on Venom, akin to the popular Miles Morales standalone expansion. Indie developer Owen Deary recently announced on Twitter that his game, Small Radios Big Televisions, published by Warner Bros. Discovery subsidiary Adult Swim Games, will be removed from sale in the coming weeks. In response to this decision, Deary has made the PC version of the game available for free download on the Fireface website. Small Radios Big Televisions, released on November 8, 2016, offers players the opportunity to explore abandoned factories in search of data cassettes containing virtual worlds. While no specific reason was provided for the game's removal from sale, Deary expressed gratitude for the support and made the decision to offer it for free to ensure continued access for players. Although a concrete date for the game's removal from sale has not been confirmed, Deary indicated that it would be fully retired from both Steam and PlayStation stores within the next few weeks. The latest update for Baldur's Gate 3, Hotfix 21, has been released for PC, Mac, and PlayStation platforms, addressing various bugs, crashes, and blockers in the game. One notable feature restored in this update is the ability to send items to specific camp companions while outside of the camp. Developer Larian Studios included a lighthearted note in the patch notes, encouraging players to send heavy items to Karlach for easy access, assuring them she can handle the strain. However, Xbox players are facing delays in receiving both Hotfix 20 and Hotfix 21. Larian Studios explained that this delay is due to the discovery of a crash bug exclusive to the Xbox version of the game. As a result, the team is taking extra time to investigate and resolve the issue to ensure smoother gameplay experiences for Xbox players in the future. Unfortunately, this delay also affects cross-saves on Xbox, as players are currently unable to load cross-saves from platforms that have already received updates to hotfixes 20 or 21. Larian Studios apologized for any inconvenience caused by this delay and reassured players that they are actively working to bring these hotfixes to Xbox as soon as possible. Blizzard has unveiled a captivating trailer for Overwatch 2's highly anticipated crossover event with the beloved 90s anime series, Cowboy Bebop. Scheduled to debut as part of Overwatch 2 Season 9 on March 12th, this special collaboration promises to bring the iconic characters of Cowboy Bebop into the Overwatch universe in a stylish and nostalgic manner. In the trailer, Overwatch heroes are depicted as characters from Cowboy Bebop, with Cassidy embodying the laid-back bounty hunter Spike Spiegel, Ash as the enigmatic femme fatale Faye Valentine, Mauga as the rugged ex-cop Jet Black, Wrecking Ball as the intelligent canine Ayn, and Sombra as the mischievous hacker Ed. The animation pays homage to Sunrise Studios' iconic opening sequence and features the catchy theme song Tank by Yoko Kanno. This collaboration was teased by Blizzard in February, and it follows Overwatch 2's previous successful anime-themed crossover event with One Punch Man. While details about exclusive anime skins and potential limited-time game modes have yet to be revealed, the trailer hints at an exciting train heist scenario that Overwatch players can look forward to experiencing. For dedicated Overwatch 2 players, questions remain about the availability and pricing of the exclusive anime skins. Blizzard has yet to disclose whether these skins will be accessible through a season pass bundle or other means, similar to previous collaborations such as the Diablo Free event. Fans eagerly await further details, which will likely be unveiled upon the launch of Overwatch 2 Season 9 next week. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.